Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Where are we going?
I don't want to spoil it.
Spain.
Shoot. Good guess.
Okay. Denver by way of boat.
Ooh, you're really good at this game.
Thank you.
Come on. It's not that hard.
Sausalito.
Better.
Give me a clue.
Clint Eastwood.
The good, the bad, and the ugly?
Oh, well, you're not a movie buff.
Wait. Will, we're not... Is it Alcatraz?
It is Alcatraz!
What? Did you rent out the island?
Well, no. We're just lucky to be the only people on this tour.
A night tour of Alcatraz.
What do you think?
This is so cool.
Yeah? Woo!
How have I lived here for so long and never been?
I've been 6 times. Weird.
Why do you like it?
It's like living history. And, you know, I actually think Frank Morris survived the escape.
Who?
Oh, you'll see.
Your cell is subject to search at any time.
Your towel had to be folded up and put on your shelf. Your toothbrush, and they used to give us tooth powder in little green containers.
Tooth powder? What the hell is tooth powder?
What?
Take these off! Okay, what in God's name is tooth powder?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Chin. There's a woman named the Tooth Fairy, and she collects baby teeth, then grinds them into a powder.
Is it available for mass consumption?
It's not FDA approved. So, what do you think of this?
Wildly interesting. Memorable.
Nice.
Slightly devious.
Shit.
I'm kidding. It's so cool. No one's ever taken me to a private island before.
Well, stick with me, kid. I've got the inside ticket to Rikers.
You amaze me.
I'm just glad we're going out together.
Me too. Is it going to completely ruin the moment if I answer it?
Yes, but go ahead.
Hello? Yeah, of course. What's up? Hang on, it's Raina. Oh, shit.
Speed trap reported ahead.
The intern?
That's what she said, yeah.
I know, but... The intern?
I know. I'm having visions of a blue dress.
Yeah, well, you can't not. I'm legitimately asking, is there anything more cliche than the intern?
The secretary.
Ugh, yikes.
Take the fifth. This is so not what I need. This and freaking Janet Briskman.
Oh, it's gonna be okay. Seriously, you can handle anything.
Keep right.
Thanks.
You know what, though? You just have to feel for her. You know, this guy is, what, 44? She's...
18.
18.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's awful. Wish it didn't happen tonight, though. Seems like you always have to deal with this stuff.
I mean, that's the job. The stuff comes first.
Do you think it'll always be this way?
Are you trying to get at something?
No. I'm not.
Okay. Because this is me. This is what I deal with.
I know. Can we just get along?
Yes.
Lean on me when you're not strong. You have a great laugh.
Everyone has a great laugh.
Everyone does not have a great laugh. You have not met my friend Steve.
Ooh, bad laugh.
I'm not going to say it sounds like a dying duck because that would be mean and completely untrue, but...
Exit?
It does. It's
Poor Steve. I want to meet Steve and shamelessly flirt with him until you never tease him again.
Ooh, I said Steve? I forgot. I hate Steve. Hey, excuse me. Could you pull over here?
Thank you for tonight. I had a really great time.
You're welcome. It was long overdue. Knock him dead, Chin. You've got this.
Okay. I'll call you.
I'll be waiting by the phone, desperate for your call. Go.
Hey. So glad you're here.
Oh, I am so glad to be here.
We need that enthusiasm.
I just have to ask, did you follow them?
Yes, she did.
Hey, Sim. Are we in crisis mode?
We're in pre-crisis mode.
Okay.
Come on in.
Good to see you, Catherine. I mean, under the circumstances.
It's good to see you, too. Glad you're here. Our voice of reason.
I don't know about reason. I mainly practice abdicating responsibility.
Nice.
I did encourage this one not to give chase.
I know. But it felt like it would be wrong to just let it go.
Okay, Reyna, what are you thinking? I know we're working on opposing sides here, but...
Well, look, I think it's just got to be how we communicate it to higher-ups. Because you're right. It's our CEO, your intern, but I don't want her to get screwed.
So we've got to do triage communication.
If you communicate it, technically you both could not know.
He makes a fair point. Let me think.
You want to think with a whiskey?
Yes.
Okay, on it.
Hey, how was the date?
It was good, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. She had to leave early. A work thing, but yeah, it was good.
Are you okay?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I don't know.
What's up?
I like her a lot. She's just unbelievably individual and cool, and I mean, from the start, the vibe was a little off, you know, and... She just had her first day at a new job, and a couple of times work came up, and we talked a lot about it, and then this thing tonight, and instead of saying, like, I'm so proud of you and so in awe of how you conduct yourself, I'm sitting there being like, is this how it's gonna be? It was stupid, you know?
Honestly?
Yeah.
You chronically overthink things, man.
Thanks, man.
I don't know. Let's just punt for a day.
I really think it's better if we handle it sooner.
What is that? Is that your phone?
Yeah, it's Will.
Dude has got to get some boundaries. Doesn't he know you're in the middle of a crisis? What's he saying?
I don't have time to read that right now.
Okay, all right. Look, if you have a solution, I'm happy to hear it.
Catherine?
What? Oh, hi. It's Daniel.
Daniel? Why is he there?
Let me call you back.
Wait, but...
Sorry, but I did overhear. Is everything okay?
Honestly, no. We're dealing with a stupid crisis. Why are you here?
I just have a meeting. Can I help?
I don't think so.
Try me.
Okay. Hypothetically, let's just say there was an intern from one company, let's call it Schmacebook, who happened to be seen with the CEO of another company, let's call it Colt.
You mean like With.
Allegedly. Hypothetically, the two people that know about it want to protect the rights of the intern and don't want to derail her budding career because of the actions of a crap man, and they feel obligated to do something.
Okay, I think I got it all.
And you understand the delicacy of what we, might be dealing with?
Completely. And my guess is, while witnessed, it wasn't exactly happening in public, right?
Precisely.
Have you considered that this isn't your problem?
What do you mean?
Let me clarify. The burden here rests with Shmaina. Look, have Rainer report it. That won't be the first allegation against him. I can tell you from experience, he deserves to be fired. She doesn't need to say who the young woman was. Frankly, it'll do her more harm than good.
Do you think so? What if they ask for her name?
The young woman is an employee at Facebook. How would Rainer know her? She can provide a cold-down list, but didn't get a close enough look to accurately identify her.
Should they even ask?
Should they even ask?
This is unbelievably helpful.
It's my job.
Let me give her a call. Who are you meeting with?
Janet Brixman.
Oh, Jesus. I'm in that too.
I'll see you in a few.
Raina, hi. I got a plan.
Catherine, you'll do the write-up?
Yes.
Good meeting.
Are you making fun of me?
No, you're good at your job. You gave a great presentation. Do you work directly under Janet?
No.
You've been spared.
Yeah.
I think someone's trying to get in touch with you.
Yeah, I can't really deal with that right now.
I think you might need a drink.
I think I do too.
Can I take you for one? I think you've earned it.
Yes.
Okay. I know a good spot. And yeah, that's how I ended up working here.
So your old boss...
Matt Rosen, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Stop.
That doesn't really sound like work.
Well...
I'm prying a little bit.
Yes, you are. No, it's this guy I've been seeing. I mean, we actually haven't even seen each other for all that long. Like, 1.5 dates.
1.5 dates and he's hitting you up like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is he your boyfriend?
No.
Got it.
What's got it?
I just didn't realize you were taken.
Oh, I'm not taken.
You don't sound that sure.
To be honest, it's been a little much for me. I'm usually better at being more focused, better at juggling it all. I shouldn't have needed your help today. Don't get me wrong. It was great advice, but that's my job, and I know how to do my job.
I mean, you did do your job.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Do you want to get another round?
Yes.
Two more, please.
There's such a high that comes with doing well at work.
It's a great feeling.
Yeah, a great feeling.
Yes.
Yes. So I didn't think when we bumped into each other the other day we'd end up at a bar later with you hitting on me.
No, I'm not. Okay, yeah, I'm totally trying to hit on you. Not that I'm doing a very good job.
You're doing okay.
Just okay?
Well...
I'm waiting for the axe to drop.
I'm gonna say something, but you're not gonna like it.
I have thick skin.
Okay. Today in the meeting...
Wait, it's a work thing?
Yes.
Okay, then please tell me. This I'll actually appreciate.
I gotta tell you, you were dropping likes when you were speaking to Janet.
Oh, God. Was I?
Every other word. I would want to know if it was me.
That's because Janet is really scary. How the hell are you going to work with her?
You haven't said like once with me. You're a scared like user.
Totally. Yeah, I am. It's terrible. You're not the first to tell me.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Gullible. Oh, gullible. You should see your face. Do you maybe want to get another round?
Yes.
Vogue, The Run Through,
a new weekly podcast featuring the most riveting news in fashion and culture. With Vogue's take on the big stories.
Fashion in relation to sports, culture, and politics. From the red carpets and runways to political and cultural events.
Bringing you undertold stories from around the globe.
With voices rarely accessible and uncommonly authentic.
On this season of The Run Through, Serena Williams, Michaela Cole, Mathieu Blasé, and more.
The Run-Through with Vogue.
I'm Chloe Mao.
I'm Cho Minardi.
Available now wherever you get your podcasts.